USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House press briefing, President Trump had a message of encouragement for those hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
As we fight to protect American lives, we're also protecting American livelihoods. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are very close to passing an emergency relief bill for American workers, families, and businesses. This legislation, in addition to the two bills I signed this month, it includes, sick leave, and we have all sorts of things in for the workers, for families, but we have a tremendous paid sick leave provision for workers at no cost at all to the employers.
He said the package is the first step to restoring confidence and stability to the economy. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump says we need to help New York as soon as possible.
I want you to know that I'm doing everything in my power to help the city pull through this challenge. I'm working very hard in New York. It's really, by far, our biggest problem.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says stats show social distancing policies may be working in the slow of the spread of the coronavirus in the state.
They are effective and they're necessary. And the evidence suggests at this point that they have slowed the hospitalizations. And this is everything.
New York has 30,000 confirmed cases throughout the state. 18,000 of those are in New York City. Cuomo also says the state is in need of a lot of ventilators.
30,000 ventilators is an extraordinarily difficult task. And it's something that our team is working on with the White House team.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus outbreak is sidelining U.S. homebuyers as well as homeowners, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Suddenly higher interest rates for loans and the near shutdown of the U.S. economy is what's kept homebuyers and homeowners out of the mortgage market. Overall application volume fell more than 29% as refinance applications dropped 34%, purchase applications down 15%. So that dropped applications for loans to buy homes to the lowest level since August. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose 8 basis points to 3.74%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With many Americans staying home and social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic, some people on Instagram have found a fun way to pass the time. The latest challenge consists of people posting embarrassing photos of themselves and captioning them, "Until tomorrow," with no other context. When someone likes the photo, the original poster is supposed to direct message the person, telling them to post their own embarrassing photo and then leave it on their profile for a day or until tomorrow. As expected, this has caused a lot of confusion on Instagram. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.